The Story of Ruth, Part 4. When she got back to the town, she came to her mother-in-law, who asked, "How is it you, my daughter?" She told her all that the man had done for her, and she added, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying to me, 'Do not go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" And Naomi said, "Stay here, daughter, till you learn how the matter turns out. For the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today." Meanwhile, Boaz had gone to the gate and sat down there. And now the Redeemer, whom Boaz had mentioned, passed by. He called, "Come over and sit down here, so and so." And he came over and sat down. Then Boaz took 10 elders of the town and said, "Be seated here." And they sat down. He said to the Redeemer, "Naomi now returned from the country of Moab, must sell the piece of land which belonged to our kinsman Elimelech. I thought I should disclose the matter to you and say, acquire it in the presence of those seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you are willing to redeem it, redeem. But if you will not redeem, tell me, that I may know. For there is no one to redeem but you, and I come after you. I am willing to redeem it." He replied. Boaz continued, "When you acquired the property from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabite, you must also acquire the wife of the deceased, so as to perpetuate the name of the deceased upon his estate." The Redeemer replied, "Then I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own estate. You take over my right of redemption, for I am unable to exercise it." Now this was formerly done in Israel in cases of redemption for exchange. To validate any transaction, one man would take off his sandals and handle it to the other. Such as the practice in Israel, so when the Redeemer said to Boaz, "Acquire for yourself," he drew off his sandal. And Boaz said to the elders and to the rest of the people, "You are witness today that I am acquiring from Naomi all that belongs to Elimelech and all that belongs to Chilion and Mahlon. And I am also acquiring Ruth, the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, as my wife, so as to perpetuate the name of the deceased upon his estate, that the name of the deceased may not disappear from among his kinsmen and from the gate of his hometown. You are witness today." All the people at the gate and the elders answered, "We are. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built up the house of Israel, prosper in Bethlehem and perpetuate your name in Bethlehem. And may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah through the offspring which the Lord will give you by this young woman. So Boaz married Ruth, she became his wife, and he cohabited with her. The Lord let her. The Lord let her conceive, and she bore a son. And the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not withheld a redeemer from you today. May his name be perpetuated in Israel. He will renew your life and sustain your old age. For he is born of your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than seven sons." Naomi took the child and held it on her bosom. She became its foster mother, and the women neighbors gave him a name, saying, "A son is born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, father of David. This is the line of Perez. Perez begat Hezron. Hezron begat Ram. Ram begat Aminadab. Aminadab begat Nashon. Nashon begat Salmon. Salmon begat Boaz. Boaz begat Obed. Obed begat Jesse. Jesse begat David. Ruth is the great-grandmother of the King David of Israel.